I was glad, and I was a little bit worried because you know, Cairns are a pretty talented team, and without Casey, you know, we got that little bit of a setback this morning that he couldn't go. Especially when we're playing so well with that rotation, but you know, it was a battle. We get out by double digit to come back to one possession game, then we get it out again and come back. So it was full credit to Cairns the way they played.
Casey's given you guys a lot of drive offensively at times when you've been stagnant this season. Tell us how you overcame that tonight.
Yeah, well, I think the first group, you know, use the ball a little bit smarter. Obviously, we don't have the explosiveness when in case he's not there, so we've got to use smarter. Didn't think we were that smart in the first half. You know, I think we had 8 or 9 turnovers. And then in the third quarter, we really came to play, move the ball where the ball had to be moved to be successful. And, you know, we started that third quarter on fire, and it was, you know, it was pretty good energy from the whole group from then.
Dollar was a big part of that in that third quarter. Very quiet first half though. Did you have
it
talk to him at
half time,
or did he sort of
just recognise
that?
Yeah, it was just getting the shots out of the offense, and then he was breaking a couple of plays off, and it didn't really put us in good position. So it was just reminding him, you know, if he wants to play, we can run a play, any play for him. It was just getting shots out of there, and I thought he was very selective in the second half, attacking the rim and got open, and you know, it was good execution down that end of the floor.
Your 2 leaders tonight in Damo and Greg. Quite important.
Oh, big time. Greg was, that's probably Greg's best game that he's played this season. You know, he's been doing a lot of hard work, and it's great to see him get the rewards when the bright lights come on. It's Damo was the normal Damo. I think he was, you know, he led from the front with his experience in the second half. Defense is outstanding as normal. I can't believe he didn't get any of his steals again. But, you know, he leads from example, and he's inspirational captain. And Greg stepped up to the plate today, especially with Casey out.
Greg, how satisfying for yourself personally with that performance?
Yeah, I mean, obviously really happy with the win. But, look, Trevor here reminds us consistently, you know, you've got to be ready to step up. And obviously Casey's been one of our most, most consistent and damaging player the last month. And so it gave us an opportunity, myself and Sean, to step up. And yeah, you want to grasp it and take advantage of it, and I think that's what happened tonight.
How much has Damo sort of set that tone for guys like yourself, for all the guys on the team in terms of that blueprint?
Yeah, he's the front line of the defence. He's the first one up on that trap, so you know, you don't want to let him down if he's absolutely busting his tail to be that next line and just, you know, undo the hard work that he does. And you know, he's an inspirational leader, both, you know, vocally, but the way he plays and the work ethic is sometimes so inspirational.
Joe, how do you see the battle of the bigs tonight,
man?
To the
way
he's playing as well.
Yeah, well, they play us a little bit different. They give him some wide open looks, and you know, he hit the first one, and then we played some real smart. Then the double team Nate, and so we worked on that for a little bit to get quality looks, and Nate found Matt underneath the board. But geez, he's a warrior on the boards. You know that. Thank God he didn't get injured that one. He got up in the third quarter. So, yeah, no, it's a pleasure to have Matt, Nate and Tommy and Jesse. You know, the 3 guys that put their hard hat on and go to work every night. It makes the guards' job a lot easier.
A word on Sean and his milestone and what he means to this
day. Yeah, fantastic. What, you know, he started him off tonight and, you know, he hit that big 3 at the end. That was fantastic for him. That you know, he's been a quality. His role's kind of changed over the 10 years to be the man that to fit now into be a pretty critical role on the team, to come off the bench in high energy. And I thought he played great in the first half. And actually, our energy went down when he went off in that second quarter. So, no, I was happy for him.
From what you've seen of him this season, do you think he can go again next year if he wants to?
Yeah, it's just how his body hangs on and the role of the team, you know, what the team needs. So hopefully we finish off well and the season well and have a good finals campaign. And, you know, we'll make those decisions after the season, how he recovers. But we just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, but you just a bit more info on Casey and his status for Friday?
Yeah, look, he's getting some treatment, so he'll hopefully do some light shooting on Wednesday. hopefully practice Thursday, fingers crossed play Friday, but we've got to wait for the evaluation of the medical staff, so we'll know a little bit later in the week.
That game comes around very quickly now.
Mm.
How important is it for your season Friday?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, this is what we're working for. You know, we got, we've done the hard yards on the road, and we've got a good stretch at home to recuperate and recover and take care of our body. And you know, we've got four games left. You know, we finished the well of the last four games, and we finish in a good position for the playoffs.
Greg, you had Friday night circled for a little while. You can go after it now.
Yeah, I don't want to be that traditional cliche, but that one game at a time. I definitely didn't look to it, you know, but we know now it comes. It's going to be a very challenging game for us, but if we want to take advantage of the spot we're in right now and then the home court, the stretch that we've got, we really want to seal this game on Friday, and I think that'll give us a pretty distinct advantage come the rest of the season.
You've got top spot now. I mean, how satisfying is that?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, Melbourne have got the split on us at the moment, so that's next game is really going to decide who, if you're on the same wins, to hold that position. But it was really getting back, you know, we got away, we took shortcuts and we got lazy with things, and you can't do that and be a good team. So we had a real good film review after that road trip, and the guys have stepped up the intensity and executing better down the stretch, and you know, that's good signs. We're starting to get it. We're starting to get some momentum for the right time of the year.
Greg,